surveillance cameras. Is it Big Brother, or is it a necessary aspect of the world we live in where cameras are everywhere? Mayor Paul Soglin has proposed an ordinance that would require all convenience stores in the city to have security cameras. The stores would be required to hold on to that footage for 30 days. This proposed ordinance would require convenience stores to use high-resolution cameras that can record reproducible images with a date and timestamp. We're exploring the intersection of privacy, safety, and economics with Steve Knoll. He is a marketing professor and social media expert at Madison College. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, this ordinance requires cameras that capture images of faces coming in and going out of the building, and it mandates cameras around gas pumps. So the first issue that pops to mind is privacy. Should people expect privacy in public businesses?
Well, and that's actually a good question. And it's not just cameras. It also includes lighting equipment so that the images come off as high resolution. So it does bring up a really interesting thing that every time going to a simple gas station, you know, getting some gas or picking up some milk or bread, you're going to be recorded in high resolution, and then those images are actually archived for at least a month. So it does bring up the whole idea of how often you're being watched and the old expression, who watches the watchers? What is going to happen with all this footage?
So advocates say lots of stations already have cameras, but this move could mandate upgrades, additional technology, new signage, lighting changes, as you mentioned. These are big expenses and big changes that would need to come to convenience stores. So who's supposed to pay for that in similar circumstances?
Yeah, and that is what is unclear. And again, yeah, you're talking about not just, you know, a couple hundred dollars. In some cases, these could be thousands, if not $10,000, depending on the size and the, you know, how old the building and the structure is. You know, a brand new gas station built in the last few years, you know, probably has more, you know, lighting and cameras already built into it. But, you know, a business that may be a family-run business that's been around for a long time, you're talking about a pretty hefty investment. And that's not clear as to whether or not the business would be responsible or if that's something that the city would be, you know, willing or able to commit to. And if it goes to the business, ultimately who's going to pay for it is going to be the consumers, because they're going to have to raise prices to pay for this.
Do we have any idea of how many gas stations already have this type of infrastructure up and running at their stations?
Well, nobody has it to this point, the level they're talking about. You have to remember, it's not just, you know, cameras. All gas stations have security. You know, they all have footage. They've been recording, you know, gas pumps, you know, to prevent, you know, drive away theft for a long time. But a lot of these cameras are not really the sharpest. Some of them can't even identify the license plate on the cars. So they're talking about cameras that, A, are high resolution, you know, high definition, high quality photos. They also have to have the software to include the timestamps on it. Then they also have to have lighting installed in, not just by the pumps, but all around the building, anywhere where, you know, customers could be. And then on the back end of that is they've got to have the computers and then the storage facility to archive this data for at least a month. You know, a lot of businesses who are recording this stuff generally, you know, if it goes a day without an incident, they just wipe the data and then start over again. Mm. Now you're talking about keeping all this data for a minimum of 30 days, if not longer, and there's expense for that. We're not talking about, you know, just a simple hard drive you can get at the store. These are pretty, you know, high-tech servers that would have to keep all this data. And this is expensive equipment.
Steve, what is the impetus for this? Where is this push coming from?
Well, the whole reasoning behind it is a generally good idea. It's all about customer safety. You know, we have seen a rise in recent year in robberies at convenience stores. And that's the reasoning behind this, is the idea that if we can have more lights, more security, more footage like that, that it's going to be a deterrent for people to rob gas stations. So depending on how you look at that, now, that's a wonderful thing. You never want that to happen. But if people are going to do a simple cash robbery, if you think about the psychology behind that thief, they're probably doing it, you know, right now we have a drug issue. These people are probably doing these crimes to get petty cash so they can go out and get drugs. You know, if gas station A has a bunch of lights, they're still going to rob. They're just going to move it from a gas station A to either gas station B or, you know, maybe a sub shop or something like that. So I don't know if this is going to really prevent crime as much as if it's going to shift crime. I think there's a bigger issue that they're not looking at. This seems like maybe, you know, as well as it's well-intentioned, it's a bit of a you know, plug up this leak, but yet the boat is still sinking idea.
What is the bigger issue then? What could help solve this problem?
Well, I think that a combination of security measures is always a good thing. But then I think they also have to look at, you know, who are these thieves? Where are they coming from? And I think the whole idea is to take gas stations and make them less attractive to thieves. My question, though, is, okay, so we make all the gas stations less attractive. Where do they go from there? You know, are we going to find that, okay, now all of a sudden it's gone from convenience store to, you know, fast food places are now becoming the victim. Will then the city say every fast food place has to install this type of technology? And then if they do all the fast food places, then maybe it goes to liquor stores or something like that.
A ripple effect.
Exactly. And that's, you know, there really is not an easy, simple answer to this because we are dealing, you know, with and I think a lot of this comes back to the drug issues that are going on, and that's the origin of this rise in convenience store robberies.
We're talking right now with Steve Knoll. He is a marketing professor and social media expert at Madison College. We're talking about a proposed ordinance in Madison that would require all convenience stores in the city to have security cameras and to archive that footage for at least 30 days. How do you feel about this proposal? Do you think security cameras deter crime? Would you feel safer pumping gas knowing the cameras are rolling? Join into the conversation, 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Steve, this move that is being proposed in Madison, other towns perhaps could follow suit depending maybe on what happens in Madison. Does it make a difference where these businesses operate?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And especially on the outer edges of Madison, you could have two gas stations where one is, you know, in Madison and then one maybe is, you know, literally across the street. You know, wouldn't it be fall within city limits, which means they would be under different regulations, different routines. And if one gas station is being forced to do this big upgrade, that's a significant financial burden on them. They may have to raise prices on products, and then all of a sudden, you know, the consumer in the middle of the broad daylight where, you know, this lighting and camera footage may not come into play, you're still going to have now one gas station whose prices are much higher than the one across the street. So the question is, are they putting undue burden on that business? Now, I don't think anyone would ever argue against increased security methods. You know, that's always a good thing. The big question, though, is the extent of this ordinance. You know, the high-tech, high-resolution cameras, the 30-day archiving of the footage, that's the big question. And, of course, nobody has really computed any, you know, dollar amounts as to how much this would actually cost, because this is just a proposed ordinance. This isn't a law yet. It's just being discussed. But there's a lot of questions that need to be figured out before you can really take up a proper comparison. And then, of course, if this expands statewide, you think of, you know, smaller towns that may have, you know, struggling a little more economically and all of a sudden saying, you know, in order to keep operating, you've got to do a $20,000 upgrade. You know, that's a big hit for a small business.
The city of Chicago has spent nearly $140 million over the past decade to build a vast network of 2,700 public safety surveillance cameras, but has not taken steps either to limit access to authorized personnel or ensure that the system is properly maintained. We're learning about a proposed ordinance in Madison that would require all convenience stores to install security cameras, maintain recordings for 30 days. Steve Knoll stays with us. He's a marketing professor, social media expert at Madison College. You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Are you comfortable knowing you'd be recorded? Do you think security cameras deter crime? 800-642-1234. We'll return after this news update. Video recording equipment in use. You may be recorded. That would be the signage posted at all convenience stores in Madison as part of a proposed ordinance introduced this month. It would require high-res cameras that can create reproducible images, including images that can identify people with a date and time stamp on each image. The proposal will be considered by committees and decided by the Madison City Council at a later date. The ordinance would go into effect 6 months after passage. We're exploring this proposal and what mandatory security cameras could mean on a number of levels with Steve Knoll. He's a marketing professor and social media expert at Madison College. Your thoughts on surveillance cameras rolling at the gas pumps, 800-642-1234. Would this proposal in Madison make sense in your community? Does it matter if a convenience store is on a main street or along the interstate? 800-642-1234. Let's go to Sienna in Middleton. Hi, Sienna.
Hi. My question is in regards to these security cameras and the increased lighting or the increased resolution on these cameras and more lighting. Is this going to be one more camera that consumers are going to need to worry about in regards to cyber theft? Are these cameras going to be able to see our information when we're paying at the pump, et cetera? I'm all for increased security overall, but this is just one more thing that we would need to worry about in 2017.
Yes, that's definitely a concern. I mean, simple things like these cameras will be able to capture your license plate clearly on your car. And then, of course, this data is held for a month. And one of the concerns on that with the month is ultimately who will have access to that information. Like, say, for example, I'm an employee at a gas station, and a buddy of mine comes in and says, my wife just left me. She's dating another man. I want to find out who that man is. I know that they come into your station to get gas or bread or whatever. Can you go look? Were they here last week? And if so, what was his license plate number? Now, obviously, something like that is unethical for an employee to do. But the reality is people do things that are unethical. So who is going to have access to this security footage? You know, is it going to be anyone in the store? Is it only going to be a district manager? You know, this is an unknown question. How secure will that footage be? Will people be able to hack into it and look at that and say, in the last 30 days, all these people visited this gas station? There's a lot of big questions about, you know, who's watching and how much information they will actually glean from it.
Sienna, thank you so much for calling in with that question. Steve, on the flip side of this, though, there are police chiefs who are very much in favor of this because this type of technology has helped solve crimes, has helped solve homicides. In August in Madison, it was security footage at a 7-Eleven that cracked, that got to the bottom of a crime, of a homicide.
Right. Well, and that's the interesting, slightly ironic part of this, is ultimately this footage would be good to prevent theft and other crimes. There is rationale of having more cameras, especially high-resolution cameras that can capture image. And of course, now we have facial recognition software has really come a long way. And the idea that someone could be seen on a camera that goes through the computer system, they're immediately matched up with someone who's wanted for a violent crime, police can be called, promptly arrest that person. So there are a lot of good things that can come out of this. The big question, though, is, you know, how much does the good outweigh the bad? And then, you know, the bigger question, in my opinion, is the expense on it and who's going to pay for this. And again, you can see both sides of this situation. That's the thing that makes this kind of interesting, is you can argue for both sides of it. But I think there's still a lot of unknown questions. And unfortunately, there have been too many cases of good intentions ending up being used for bad things. And I think that's a genuine concern for people.
Let's bring in Sharon now in West Bend. Hi, Sharon. Go ahead.
Hello. Well, my feelings are only a criminal would think something like this would be bad.
Continue, Sharon. Go ahead a little more.
I would like to know, how can I purchase something like this for in my home? I've had invasions in my home, and where do you get someone to install this? Or how do you,
Sharon,
do you get information?
Yeah, Sharon, you're very much on board with this, and you want something, this type of system, surveillance system, in your own home.
Correct.
Yes. Well, and cameras like this are readily available. You know, either just, you know, looking this up on the internet or even going to a local electronics retailer, they're going to have equipment like this for the home. But it goes beyond just having a camera. It's also installing exterior lighting to make sure that these cameras can pick up a good, clear image of a face at, 2 o'clock in the morning when it's very dark. Then it also ties into having the computer system that's recording all this data. And this is high-resolution, high-definition data running 24 hours a day, multiple cameras, at least for a business. You're probably talking about needing anywhere from half a dozen to probably, 10 to 15 cameras, depending on the size of the business, all recording this footage, all archiving it. So even at your home, you'd have one on your front door, maybe on a back door, maybe on certain sides of the house if there are windows that are prone for invasion. But then you'd also have all this lighting outside constantly on 24 hours a day to make sure that there's no shadows on the people's faces, that their faces are bright lit. So, I think home security is a really important thing. And the good news for you is the cost of even simple security cameras has plunged. You can get a very simple security camera that connects up to the internet where you can actually see it right on your phone anytime you want to look at it just by, going out to a retailer. So the technology is there. The prices have definitely come down. And I think it is good that people know this is available because ultimately we want people to feel safe. We want people to feel safe in their homes. We want people to feel safe in the businesses that they patronize.
Sharon, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Nick now in Oconto. Hi, Nick. Go ahead.
Well, I think it does deter some crime, especially with the exterior lighting. It's obviously not going to deter all crime, but I think that it can help with safety of the employees, the customers, and also I think the cost benefit can offset the cost of having to get the equipment, both in deterring the crime that the people that know that there's cameras and there's lighting and decide not to commit a crime and not to steal something, but also with the camera images, it would be easier to track down the person that did either rob the store or stole something and hopefully prosecute that person and get restitution, which I think in the end would actually save the business money.
Oh, and Nick brings up a point there that a crime-free business environment is good for a business, will keep people coming into an establishment. Steve?
Yes, and I agree. And I think if I was building a gas station or a convenience store from the ground up, definitely I would be thinking about this type of technology and this type of security from the ground up as part of the business plan to create it. I think the big concern that's out there is, what about existing businesses? A lot of these stores are family-run businesses, and going to them and saying, okay, you need to install this equipment by, you know, January 1st, and it's going to cost you $25,000 to install it. Yes, in the long run, you could argue that this is going to, you know, save them money, make the business. But we're talking about amortizing that over 5-10 years. A lot of small businesses may not have $25,000 in cash sitting around to, if the city comes back and says, you need to have this by January 1st, they don't have that cash right there to do the infrastructure. And, you know, the city has not said anything like they're willing to loan the businesses the money or assist with it. And any type of, if you've ever run a small business, $25,000 is a huge expense to take on. So that is kind of the big immediate issue. But yes, if you are sitting down and saying, you know what, I'm going to open up a convenience store sometime in 2018, we're still, you know, working with the architect to design it, it'd be a lot easier and cost efficient to incorporate this now. But think how many businesses are out there that would have to retrofit. And I think that's why this has become kind of a topic to discuss, is it does ask these businesses to take on a lot of expenses. The other thing, too, is, you know, are there other solutions besides cameras?
Mm. And are there?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, a lot of the industries that study convenience stores have looked at other types of cost-saving messages, like less signage in the windows. A lot of times, you know, if you go to a convenience store, they have a lot of advertising signs in their window promoting various brands. And studies have shown that, you know, taking those signs out, making the windows more visible for the employees to see out, for people to see in, has actually shown that there is more of a deterrent to thieves to actually rob that business if they can be seen more. A lot of convenience stores, you walk in and it's almost like you're enclosed in it. And once you're in, you're kind of protected from the view on the outside. So that is something that possibly could be an intermediate step. You know, certainly the convenience store industry has recommended that and said that there's definitely evidence that that reduces incidents of crime.
Talking right now with Steve Knoll. He is a marketing professor at Madison College, and we're discussing the many layers on this proposed ordinance in Madison that would require convenience stores to install high-resolution security cameras on those establishments. Those high-res cameras would create reproducible images, including images that can identify people with a date and time stamp. And the proposal will be considered by committees and decided by the Madison City Council at a later date. What do you think about this proposed ordinance? 800-642-1234. Does it make sense for your community? Does it matter if a convenience store is on a main street, in a high crime neighborhood, along the interstate? 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jerry on Facebook says, I managed about 50 convenience stores in the 1970s and 1980s and later owned and managed a store for a dozen years. Jerry says, I find it hard to understand how any store owner would not be using cameras. In my store, he says, I'd seen my camera system help the investigation of the one and only robbery we had back then, not to mention the numerous gasoline drive-offs when a customer either intentionally or unintentionally leaves without paying for their gas. So Jerry says this is part of the package of having a gas station convenience store.
Yes, yes. And every gas station convenience store should have a camera system. That is absolutely not in contest here. What's being proposed is a very, very high-end, very expensive camera system. Additionally, with the exterior lighting, that's the one thing that a lot of people are kind of forgetting about is all this exterior lighting that needs to be in place to allow these cameras to capture high-resolution images. Every convenience store is using cameras, and they've been using cameras for decades. That's not the issue. It's retrofitting these camera systems with very high-tech, state-of-the-art, high-resolution, high-definition cameras with software for time stamping and then archiving it. So that's really what it is. Yes, every convenience store should and already does have a security system.
Let's go to Brandon in Wisconsin Dells. Hi, Brandon. Hi, Brandon. Go ahead.
My question was from a business owner point of view. Who would be ultimately responsible with the state putting in this ordinance if it passed, if the information from the security system got into the hands of the wrong person? I mean, I see it's a good point, you know, to deter crime and for the, you know, any government official to use this information to solve any kind of crime or case. But if this information got into the hands of the wrong person, would the business owner be responsible?
Gotcha. Brendan, and I know the line is bad there. Brendan's wondering who is liable if this footage lands in the wrong hands.
That is an excellent question, and that is one of the unanswered questions. Is, you know, again, it's not just cameras and lighting; it's these computer systems to record and archive 30 days of footage, and it brings up an excellent issue: how secure would these computers be, and who has access to it? And it could be something as simple as, you know, are these computers hackable? Are they connected to the internet? I would think they would have to be, especially if you're trying to solve or identify a wanted criminal. So say, for example, a criminal with an arrest warrant goes to a gas station, the cameras see him, they scan his face, that goes to the computer sends it to the police, the police can come and arrest him. On paper, sounds like a great idea. But that also means that computer is hooked up to the internet. Could it be hacked? Could the data be downloaded? A person earlier talked about identity theft. You have to remember, every person who goes to that business for a month, their face is going to be scanned, their car, their license plate. All this personal information will be collected and archived. And what happens to that data? And my example earlier was just, you know, maybe an employee doing something unethical with the data. But what if this data gets hacked? It could be hacked even by a competitor. Think about that. You have one business, and then somehow their competitor gets access to every customer who's ever visited that store. Could they do something with that? Could they use that to create a mailing campaign targeted against their business? That would be an unfair business practice.
And Brendan, thank you so much for your call. Mexico City will have 8,500 next-generation surveillance cameras in operation by the end of the year. The new cameras record and transmit high-def images that allow faces, colors, and vehicle license plates to be seen clearly, even in footage filmed at night. The infrared night vision technology is especially crucial in poorly lit outlying areas of the city. Leap now from Mexico City to Madison, where a proposed ordinance would require all convenience stores in the city to be outfitted with sophisticated surveillance cameras. We're exploring this proposal, its implications, with Steve Knoll. He's a marketing professor at Madison College. Gathering your thoughts as well, 800-642-1234. Do you own a gas station anywhere in the state? Would this camera requirement fit into your station's budget? Join us. Madison city leaders are considering a measure that would require all convenience stores in the city to have security cameras. That's our jumping off point for a thoughtful conversation this hour with Steve Knoll. He's a marketing professor and social media expert at Madison College. Madison's Public Safety Review Committee discussed the proposed ordinance last night as part of its agenda. What do you think of this proposed ordinance? 800-642-1234. Do you think security cameras deter crime? Would you feel safer pumping gas? knowing the cameras are rolling? Do you care whether the footage is archived or if it's deleted? 800-642-1234. Let's go to Don now in Milwaukee. Hi, Don. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to know what the commitment is on the part of the police department. In Milwaukee, for example, my niece was recently robbed in a gas station parking lot, and it was caught on footage, but the police never asked for the video footage. They said they were too busy to do that. So what are the police going to do if we're expecting the property owners or the store owners to spend large amounts of money on this, and is it actually going to be used?
That's a really good idea there. So part of that is, yes, there would need to be some type of cooperation or, you know, commitment to use this footage timely. You know, that's the other thing, too, is a lot of the, you know, smash-and-grab robberies like that, you have to be solved within 24 hours or they probably never get solved. So that would be something that police forces would need to respond to this footage and use it in a quick way. And that's the other thing, too, is a lot of police are already kind of, you know, taxed for time and pressured with that. Think about now the time investment. They would have to sit down, access the footage, look through the footage, identify where it was, and then hopefully use that. So that brings up yet another question about this technology is, if businesses spend all this money investing in it, there probably is not necessarily a 100% guarantee that the footage would even be used to help solve a crime.
Don, thanks for the call. Steve, the proposal would require stations have security cameras to record each register area. Does this impact employee rights in any way, or should workers assume they're being recorded at work at all times?
Well, and that's another thing that is kind of an interesting idea. It's not just the customers. It is the employees. And say, for example, an employee is at the cash register and they've been told, okay, in the downtimes, you need to be, you know, cleaning up or restocking, and they decide to just stand there on their phone because there's nobody in the store, so they just check Facebook for 10 minutes. Could that footage be used against them to fire them? You know, that's a really good ethical question because, again, this footage is all designed for safety against criminal actions, but could the employee then use it to, you know, as a way to force their employees to make sure they're always working at 100% capacity? It also brings other things, too, about privacy. You know, when you know, how much cash do you have in your wallet? When you go to pay for the money, you open up your wallet, that camera is going to show that you've got, you know, if your wallet is open up wide enough, they could see that you're walking around with a lot of cash on that. You know, is that possible that something like that could, you know, result in somebody immediately committing a crime? That could be a stretch, but it does bring up the whole idea of, you know, personal identity and privacy for consumers.
Jerry on Facebook adds another point. He was the one who was a manager and owned gas stations 70s and 1980s. A camera system is also Big Brother to aid in the apprehension of internal theft, which is a major cost and concern for many retail owners. And he says, I speak from the experience of using cameras to apprehend dishonest employees. In those years, I was always amazed at how a perpetrator seemed to be oblivious of the camera system when they committed their crime.
Yes, and again, part of this ordinance they're talking about is exterior cameras, but it does bring into the idea that having more interior cameras, and again, you know, theft from employees of products is definitely an issue in that industry, and that does bring up a very good point is, you know, are more cameras the solution? Is that going to help protect businesses? So, and again, I think you can argue either side on this equation. I think everybody would agree that, you know, cameras do, you know, prevent theft. But I think there's a lot of other issues that need to be really looked at holistically before a final decision is made.
Let's go to Sebastian now in Oconomowoc. Hi, Sebastian. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I personally, I think it's absolutely unnecessary ordinance. I think that it's akin to forcing people to have insurance that they don't really, that they're not interested in pursuing. I think these crimes, they're not high crimes that are happening that are against the state or against the city. These are crimes that are happening against the business. So I think ultimately it should be the business owner's decision whether or not they want to implement these security features. My father owns an auto repair shop in Milwaukee, and he's been pursued by, this is kind of different, but the DNR for having dirty, for he needs to basically perform cleanups or inspections for cleanup on his property to make sure, because it was previously a gas station, actually to make sure that it's actually suitable but for what he's doing on the property. And there used to be a fund for that, but the government has eliminated the fund, and now they're basically forcing him to have this inspection done when it was already done in the past. So it's one of those things where it's not it should be of the interest of whoever owns the business, whether or not they want to insure their own property and their own.
Yeah. Thanks, Sebastian. Yeah, thanks. And Sebastian brings up this notion of an undue burden for a consumer, an undue burden for a retail business owner. Steve?
Yeah, and it is very much a ripple effect, because it also is a burden on the taxpayers of the city, because if crime increases with these gas stations, police will be called, the city pays for the police. The more of these crimes, the more amount of time that police officers are spending investigating these crimes, which means they're not investigating other criminal activity in the city. So ultimately, there is a debate saying that it's not just the business owner putting the money up. You know, if the business owner puts the money up, maybe the city won't have to spend as much on the police force, or they can reallocate those resources somewhere else. But if the business owner doesn't do it, ultimately the taxpayers will pay for this stuff, because it's going to mean a continual rise in this type of crime, which means more police are going to be busy doing that. They're not going to be doing other activity. That's kind of it's a ripple effect. You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, consumers will probably pay for it in the form of higher prices at convenience store, and then, of course, higher taxes to pay for more police officers.
Sebastian, thanks for the call. Steve, local law enforcement and city leaders seem to be on the same page about how these cameras deter crime. However, the National Association of Convenience Stores says other methods are better. You mentioned earlier clear sight lines. Does it matter that these parties seem to have a disagreement over the purpose of the measure?
Well, and I think everybody is on the same page in terms of wanting safety. The big question is, what exactly is needed? Do we really need to invest the level of what the city is looking at? And there really is no proof that this high-tech system is actually going to deter all theft. You know, again, going back to, you know, the psychology of the thief themselves, why are they robbing a convenience store? Chances are they're trying to get quick cash for a drug habit. If that's kind of their motivation on it, are they really going to be in the frame of mind of looking at a business and going, oh, look, there's a high-definition camera, I'm not going to rob this business? No, they're still going to go ahead and take the risk, because they ultimately need that quick fix. So the other thing, too, that comes into play is this is a City of Madison ordinance. And how many listeners really know the exact line where Madison ends and, say, Middleton begins or Fitchburg begins? Or if you're in Milwaukee, where's the division between the city of Milwaukee and the city of West Allis? Do people really know exactly when you're crossing that line? And would a consumer know that gas station A is City of Madison, gas station B is City of Fitchburg? They're not. And that's the question is, you could have two businesses literally across the street from each other with completely different operating rules based on an ordinance like this.
So, Steve, as this proposal goes forward in committee and through City Council, what are you watching for here?
Who's going to pay for it? I think that is the literally million-dollar question here, is ultimately if it passes. And I think everybody is going to argue that it's all in good faith. What they're doing ultimately is a good concept. They're trying to protect businesses. They're trying to protect customers. Nobody is going to debate that. The big question, though, is really the level of this technology and the price tag associated with this, and then ultimately, how can a small business that, you know, maybe could be a single family, single location store, all of a sudden being pressed with a potentially tens of thousand dollar investment, how is that going to be paid in a timely fashion?
Do you see other communities watching Madison and perhaps bringing this proposal to their own town, their own city?
Oh, absolutely. And we see this a lot. Ordinances, if we look at the panhandling ordinance that went in the city of Madison, that reduced a lot of the panhandling on the intersections. But a lot of those people who are doing that simply moved a little further out to all the suburbs. And now you're having, you know, Sun Prairie, Middleton, Verona. Now they're starting to look at panhandling ordinances. So there definitely is a effect where, you know, the center city, the major metropolitan city, will pass something, and then it's definitely going to start moving out and starting to affect its suburbs. You know, the big question, though, is how far out can this go? Can this go out into, you know, rural Wisconsin and start affecting businesses there? A lot of it comes back to, were these businesses able to absorb the cost, and is there definitely a reduce in crime? That's...
And we're going to leave it there. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Steve Noel is a marketing professor at Madison College. We've been discussing a proposed ordinance in the city of Madison that would require convenience stores to use security cameras and keep the footage for 30 days. This hour of the morning show was produced by Keely Baltina and Nyasia Ellison. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this is the Ideas Network.